Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. I'm sitting here with my wife, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, babe.
We just thought we'd get together and wish you all a Merry Christmas as we listen to all the calls that are coming in. As we read the Christmas story, which is, I guess this is our tradition now, 2 years in a row. What do you think of this Daily Audio Bible stuff?
I think it started out just to be a nice, happy thought and has turned out to be something bigger than I know that I had ever thought of, and I'm sure bigger than you had ever thought of as well. It's been a great year, meeting people along the way this past year.
Yeah. It wasn't a happy thought for me, though. Could you ever expect me to be in front of a microphone 7 days a week?
No.
I tell these guys all the time I'm the least likely guy that would ever do this. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, you're the most behind-the-scenes kind of guy, which... You know, when we go and sing, sometimes I feel bad because people are always talking to me and, you know, I'm the one signing autographs and you're the brains behind the operation and you just kind of sit back and smile. And this is kind of a huge role reversal, but it's fun for me to watch you kind of step into the spotlight, so to speak, because this is not your forte, but it is your forte at the same time.
Well, after 2 years... I guess this is what I do.
Yeah?
And it's a big community and we all love each other.
Yeah? You're the Bible guy.
That's kind of funny, huh?
Yep. I can't try to quote scripture to you anymore because you've got it all memorized.
So it's Christmas time.
Yes.
Here in Nashville.
Favorite time of year.
Everybody's putting their lights out.
Yep.
We put our tree up.
Yep.
We're listening to Christmas music all the time.
Yay.
How does it feel to have so many people over for Christmas?
You mean through the Daily Audio Bible?
Yeah.
Well, I wish we had a house big enough that we could house them all. That would be a lot of fun and very interesting at the same time.
But the thing is, Opryland wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's true.
If we had the Daily Audio Bible over, we'd take over all the hotels in downtown Nashville.
Well...
And we'd have to do it at the stadium because the Gaylord Entertainment Center wouldn't be big enough.
Well, you might want to think about that. That could start some sort of revolution.
I think we're the quiet revolution of sort here at the Daily Audio Bible. And imagine all of the visas and passports.
That's true.
So we're going to listen to the calls. A lot of people called in wishing each other Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And
I love the calls, by the way. I think it might be my favorite thing that you do throughout the year, just to hear people's hearts, and nothing is planned and nothing is set up. This is just people calling and spreading love and well wishes, and I just love to hear that. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah, I love it. Last year it just freaked me out. I couldn't believe that all that had happened inside of 1 year. This year I've been more settled. I get that this is what I do, and feel comfortable doing it, and it's not a problem. So I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's calls this year, just to sort of see the difference between the year. It's just amazing what the Bible does in people's lives when they expose themselves to it every day.
Mm-hmm. And what do we have look forward to 2008 with the Daily Audio Bible?
Oh, lots of stuff. I'll be speaking more, and of course I'll be reading every day.
Yeah?
We're changing all kinds of little things behind the scenes just to reconfigure our lives. For ministry, I guess we've been doing that for a couple of years, and that's one of those things that just happen along the way where you just know you need to do it and don't realize what was the catalyst, and I think the Bible has been the catalyst for it all.
Mm-hmm.
We've pared down and tried to simplify and It's been a struggle, hasn't it? Life is busy.
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe another year has gone by, quite honestly, but...
We've traveled like crazy in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
It's been great.
So I've been telling everybody the same thing that we tell each other, and here at church, finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
Finish this year well. So that the beginning of the year isn't a resolution, it's just a continuation.
Yeah. I think that's really easy to do, is to get discouraged and think about what you haven't accomplished, and so you just kind of sit down and give up altogether and think, oh, well, I've always had next year to redeem myself. And interesting enough, we learned about redemption yesterday in church, and you can still finish strong. And fish still finish well.
Always. And the only way to begin something is to finish something else well. Otherwise, you just leave debris in your life behind you. So we're trying to finish our year strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to 2008 with expectancy. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
I keep thinking about next year.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I'm in next year. I don't know why.
What is your theme for next year? Some people get a theme or a word, you know, that's kind of like the whole year summed up. What is your...
Yeah. You know, when I went to Raleigh the last week, a few days ago, that's when I was asking the Lord that. Because for the last 2 years of the Daily Audio Bible, I've had the one word sort of to sum up my year in advance. And the first year, which would have been 2006, was community.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really just on the go and on the run. And we had friends, but we didn't have any community per se. We had lifelong friends. I mean, people that were our family, but...
Yeah. Still do?
Yeah. But now we have a more concerted effort to live in community. And then in that same year, I saw the Daily Audio Bible community happen. Mm-hmm. Right before my eyes, from nothing. And then for 2007, I felt it was prayer. And I've studied and learned and prayed more this year than I ever have. And I've seen God do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't quite got to the place where I'm reflecting on the year yet.
I rushed you.
No, not for the Daily Audio Bible, just period.
Oh.
I haven't had time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to find a day. Think through the year. It's interesting. I did my deliberate people journal this year.
Mm-hmm.
More from things in scripture that popped out to me than life per se, but I'm looking forward to reading back through and seeing the things that God did. Showed me. I think it's an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really done that before. But then again, it's only been 2 years since I've been reading the Bible every day.
Yeah? Wow, it feels like a lot longer, doesn't it?
In some ways. But now I've read the big book twice.
The big book.
The good book.
That's cute. Well, I got my word for 2008.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Create.
It's great.
Yeah.
What you gonna make?
Lots of different things. I don't know. I haven't got it all together yet, but create. That's my word.
Yeah. And you're a very creative girl.
Some respects, I...
So why don't you go up there and make me some cookies?
Your cookies are coming, boy.
Well, on that note, let's just get into these calls and enjoy the Christmas season and the Christmas story. Now would be a good time to pause and go get yourself some hot cocoa.
Or coffee.
Of course, the thing is, people don't usually sit down and listen to this. Some do.
Yeah.
You're probably shopping.
Well,
you're probably listening to this on your earbuds in the mall. Or you're on a train into the city for work, or you're stuck in Christmas traffic.
Or you're sweating on a treadmill.
But no matter where you are, it's still Christmas season, and we just wanted to bring the spirit of Christmas from us to you, because we love you all. And you're our friends. You're our family.
Yeah, definitely.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I love you all.
Hi, Brian. This is Bill Nixon in Newton, Georgia. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas from our family to the Daily Audio Bible community. And just say what a blessing that the Daily Audio Bible has been to me and my family. Brian has even twice put my young 13-year-old son on the podcast. He listens to it every night. So does his 10-year-old brother. And watching what happens to them and to us as a family as we absorb the Bible on a daily basis has just been beyond my wildest dreams. So as far as I know, that God has a plan for us and our family and for each one of their lives, and this forum has really changed us over the last year, and I just can't thank God enough for what you do, Brian, for you and Jill and for your family. And again, I just wish everyone a Merry Christmas and forward to spending another year in the Bible with you. God.
Good morning. This is Kevin Shaw from Charlotte, North Carolina. Brian, thanks for the Daily Audio Bible and to all of the others who enjoy listening and are blessed by God through this continual reading of the Word. I want to say thank you, and God bless you through this incredible holiday season that we get to celebrate Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Russ Jacobson, a.k.a. Dino Russ, and I wanted to send a greeting for the Christmas greeting that Brian had talked about today. So I'm sending a greeting to all of you in the DAB community. I just want to bless you this Christmas, tell you that I love you. I enjoy being with all you on the forum, and I just pray that God will bless you throughout the entire year. And I felt I wanted to read that passage out of Ephesians just as a blessing for each one of you. This is out of Ephesians 3:1, where Paul's praying for the church. He says, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and earth. I pray for his glorious, unlimited resources that he will empower you through the inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. Your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong. And you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete and with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now to all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him and the church in Christ Jesus through all generations before, ever. Amen. I offer this prayer as a blessing to each one of you, my brothers and sisters, this Christmas season and for the new year of 2008. Blessings on you and all that the Lord is going to be doing through and with each one of us in the DAB community. Bye now.
Hi, Brian. It's Deanne from New York City. I'm just calling to wish happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible community. A friend introduced me to the Daily Audio Bible, I would say around March of this year, and I've been listening, and it's truly a blessing. And I thank you for doing this, and I thank God that he has brought you into our lives and into everyone's lives who is listening. Have a great day, have a great holiday, and God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris from Florida. I just wanted to wish everybody happy holidays and pray that your season is going wonderfully blessed. And just talk about how much the Daily Audio Bible has meant to me. I received my iPod through a very sad event of losing my mom to cancer. You know, it was an unfortunate circumstances, but I had no idea what a gift of life I would be receiving through the ability to download the podcast from the Daily Audio Bible and to take them with me in the car and at work, and truly life-giving word from the Lord. And I just can't thank everybody enough who's been praying for new members to come and join on Daily Audio Bible, and for the specific people that have led me here, and how much I have been fed on a daily basis. And like I said, just life-giving word. I hope you all are being blessed at least as much as I have been, and especially during this holiday season, and, you know, through this program, being able to remember what this season is all about, so that we can turn around and just reach out to others with the same gift and the same word of life. God bless you all. I love you all. Bye.
The birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. Joseph, chagrined but noble, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced.
While he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream. Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sins.
Christmas greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Roger from Mount Vernon, Washington. May God's love be always with you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Donna Swentz, and I'm just calling to wish everyone a blessed holiday season. And I pray for the Daily Audio Bible family every day, and I pray that God will bless everyone around the world, and Brian and Jill in particular, for their servant's heart. And I just pray that the new year coming will be a blessed year for you, and that God will show himself mighty in your life. Thank you. Amen.
Hi, Brian, Jill, and the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Greta from San Antonio, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good health to everyone. Merry Christmas.
Hello, my name is Thomas, and I'm calling from Pueblo, Colorado. And I want to just thank you, Brian, for all the work that you've been doing for the Lord, for your ministry. And you're in my prayers, and I want you to know I love you very much. Like, you're my brother to me. And I want to let all the Daily Audio Bible community know that I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. And I love all of you guys. Everyone is in my prayers. And I just want to mention that the main reason for Christmas is because of the most precious gift, the most precious gift that all of us can have is Jesus Christ, when he came into this world as a human being like us. And he came to give us life. When he stole the keys of death from the devil, he won the victory. So we all have hope. All of us, we have hope, because we have hope because we have life with Jesus Christ in our life. I want to ask the Daily Audio Bible community also for your prayers. I have four parakeets, four birds, and one of my birds, Norman. I just sent some pictures to Brian of my birds. And Norman, I've had Norman for close to five years, and he's been a good little bird. I've bonded really close to my bird, to Norman, my parakeet, and he didn't make it. He was getting weaker and weaker throughout the weeks, and he didn't make it this morning, and so I'm very sad about the loss of my parakeet, Norman, that he didn't make it. So I just want to ask for your prayers, and again, I love you, Brian. If I could hug you, I'd hug you, and I'm just very grateful for you, and also I'm very grateful for Neil T. Anderson for the time that he's giving, for his time that he's giving his personal time to share with us, and I'm just very grateful for the Daily Audio Bible community, and I love all of you guys a lot. Peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, and everybody here at the Daily Audio Bible. This is Faith, or on the forums, I'm JesusFreak7, calling in to wish all my buds on the forums and everybody who listens to the podcast Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and all this other great stuff. So, I really love listening to the Daily Audio Bible, and like you keep saying on the podcast, Brian, when you're like, oh yeah, you know, you look back at yourself at the beginning of 2007 and you see a different person. And I do, and it's definitely not, it's not this huge, like, oh my gosh, great big life-changing thing. It's subtle, for sure. But it's definitely changed. Being in the Bible every day makes me way more aware of what I do, and like the Proverbs have been telling us so often, how I speak. So, thanks to all the people on the forums who listen to me babble too much, and thanks to Brian and Jill for your dedication to this ministry, and great big happy holidays to everyone. Lots of love in Christ. Bye.
This would bring the prophet's embryonic sermon to full term. Watch for this. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew for God is with us.
Then Joseph woke up. He did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary, but he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby. He named the baby Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship. A band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around,
"Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him."
When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?"
They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly. It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear.
From you will come the leader who will shepherd, rule my people, my Israel."
Hi, this is Ron in Westfield, Indiana. I just wanted to send out praise God for the Daily Audio Bible community and the holiday season, Christmas season. I want to thank God for my wife and everything that you do, Brian, with the Daily Audio Bible. And you certainly do have our prayers, and everybody out there in the community. I pray for you every day as well. God bless y'all. Have a great holiday. God bless. Bye.
Hi, this is Tim in Lake Tahoe. I just wanted to let you know what a blessing and life-changing this podcast has been for me. I find more in love with the Lord and His Word than I ever have. And I just want to say God bless you and everyone in the community. I hope they're getting as much out of this as I am. Anyway, you take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Brian. This is Mike from Michigan. I just want to wish you and Jill and everybody else in the Daily Audio Bible family Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy New Year. May God bless you and everybody else in the community from here on out. You guys have a great day. You've been a really blessing to me and my family. But I do have to admit, though, when I first heard your voice, I had to tell you this. When I first heard your voice, I was expecting you to say, "Go ahead, punk, make my day." But that's just a joke between, you know. Anyways, have a great holiday. We'll talk to you later. I'm babbling now. Bye.
Hey, Brian. This is David from Indiana. I wanted to just give you a call again, and I don't know if you remember me calling last fall. I called about a prayer request just about holiness and just really getting set free. And I just wanted to give a testimony and just testify that God has just been working in my life just incredibly. And I know that people in the Daily Audio Bible were praying. I know it happened because I really felt the prayers and God just really took me to this place of just bringing forth His holiness and breaking into my heart. And it's just been awesome. And I just wanted to let you know, I started listening to reading Restored by Neil Anderson and it's just absolutely incredible. This is the freedom of God. I just felt chains breaking off, even listening to you read the first series on it. And so I just wanted to say thank you, Brian, and everyone that prayed for me at that point. And I God has just been doing an awesome thing. Just listening to you read Restored, it's just like breaking chains off. I just listened to it at work, the podcast, and it's just absolutely incredible. And so I just want to say thank you, Brian, so much. You guys are just awesome, and your heart for the Lord and your love for Jesus, just for seeing people get set free to just live whole. So anyways, bless you guys in Christ.
Hello, my brother Brian. This is Brenda calling from South Florida, Broward County, Fort Lauderdale area. I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much for telling us all that you love us every day. That is a very beautiful thing, and I think about many people that don't have a lot of family and don't have, you know, love in their life, and it's so wonderful that the love of God, you know, stretches through His body, and we can love each other even though we've never seen each other. And I just don't know how often that the podcast, that the callers call back, and I know that they love you so much, but I just want to make sure that you know that we all love you so much. And you said you know, but you can hear it. We love you very much, and God bless you, and thank you so much for your 365 days sharing God's word with us and helping and teaching us and praying with us. God bless you. Bye-bye.
During the rule of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest assigned service in the regiment of Abijah. His name was Zechariah. His wife was descended from the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. Together they lived honorably before God, careful in keeping to the ways of the commandments and enjoying a clear conscience before God. But they were childless because Elizabeth could never conceive. And now, they were quite old.
It so happened that as Zechariah was carrying out his priestly duties before God, working the shift assigned to his regiment, it came his one turn in life to enter the sanctuary of God and burn incense. The congregation was gathered and praying outside the temple at the hour of the incense offering. Unannounced, an angel of God appeared just to the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was paralyzed in fear, but the angel reassured him.
Don't fear, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Elizabeth, your wife, will bear a son by you. You are to name him John. You're going to leap like a gazelle for joy, and not only you, many will delight in his birth. He'll achieve great stature with God. He'll drink neither wine nor beer. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment he leaves his mother's womb. He will turn many sons and daughters of Israel back to their God. He will herald God's arrival in the style and strength of Elijah, soften the hearts of parents to children, and kindle devout understanding among hardened skeptics. He'll get the people ready for God.
Hi, this is Jet, Central Indiana. It's been a while trying to figure out what to say on this message, but I think I'm just going to leave it at thanks. Thanks, Brian, for everything you put in here each day, and also thanks to everybody else for making this a community that I'm very grateful to be part of. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Hi, and Merry Christmas to all at the DAB. My husband and I look forward to continuing to listen to the podcast, and we pray that this Christmas season brings more people to Christ. After all, he is the reason for the season. God bless. Yours in Christ, Kendra and Bill.
Hi, Mr. Brian. I want to tell everyone Merry Christmas. This is Josh Nixon, and I recently turned 13. I know it's really not Christmas yet, but it's always good to get in early, so just maybe you could put this on Christmas hat, but it's always good to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas, which is not just being kind. And some people think it's the true meaning of Christmas is giving and being kind, but it's really to celebrate the day of Jesus' birth, which is a wonderful thing. And I'm happy to do it, and it's such a great time to spend with family. So Merry Christmas to you all. God bless you. Love you. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Trace from Alabama in the United States. I want to wish everyone in the Daily Audio Bible community happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Like so many others in this community, my day just is not complete without spending time in the Word with Brian. May God's joy and peace rest on each one of you, and I look forward to seeing y'all in the new year.
Hi, this is Kimberly from Maryland, and I'm so happy to be leaving this message for us all in the Daily Audio community again. A second year in a row. It's pretty amazing that this is my second year with everybody. I have had quite a year. The Lord has spoken so many things through this podcast to me and through His Word. And, you know, it's pretty amazing that I have such an even greater desire to read the Word because of hearing the Word. And I've now been simultaneously listening and trying to read at the same time. And, you know, get them in all sorts of ways that I possibly can. So I just wish everybody a wonderful holiday season. As Brian's been saying, let's finish this year strong. You know, that's been my prayer. I've been praying it. I've been asking for people to pray for me around it. And, you know, I know he's faithful. He's very, very faithful in this podcast. And Brian's consistency is just such a part of my walk that I love and depend on. So everybody have a great Christmas season, and I love you all. Take care.
Zechariah said to the angel,
"Do you expect me to believe this? I'm an old man and my wife is an old woman." But the angel said,
"I am Gabriel, the sentinel of God, sent especially to bring you this glad news. But because you won't believe me, you'll be unable to say a word until the day of your son's birth. Every word I've spoken to you will come true on time, God's time."
Meanwhile, the congregation waiting for Zechariah was getting restless, wondering what was keeping him so long in the sanctuary. When he came out and couldn't speak, they knew he had seen a vision. He continued speechless and had to use sign language with the people. When the course of his priestly assignment was completed, he went back home. It wasn't long before his wife Elizabeth conceived. She went off by herself for 5 months, relishing her pregnancy.
"So this is how God acts to remedy my unfortunate condition," she said.
In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin, engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her.
"Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you."
She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her,
"Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever. No end ever to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say." Then the angel left her.
"Hi, this is Tina from Chicago. Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I just wanted to wish each and every one of you a very joyous Merry Christmas, a very blessed, filled, happy New Year. Thank you all. You have been a great inspiration in my life, and I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you, and God bless. Bye."
Hi, this is Carol from North Carolina, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, everybody at the Daily Audio Bible. This is Chris from New York. I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I want to say thank you to God for sending this.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Peggy from North Carolina. I want to tell you that I have thoroughly enjoyed spending each and every day of 2007 with you guys, and ever since getting my iPod back in December of last year. And I wanted to wish each and every one of you a blessed, joyous holiday season. God bless you all. Bye.
Hi, this is Jared Fry from Hollister, California. I just want to say thank you, Brian and Daily Audio Bible community, for being such a blessing in my life. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you all. God bless.
Hey, everyone. I'm calling in my holiday greetings to say blessings to everyone listening. I pray that these incredible days that we hear God's word will start a revival in this country and worldwide, that we will be ignited for God and not let these words fall on dry ground. But I just pray that over the holidays that the soil of our hearts would be softened and that the words will penetrate into every fiber of our being, and that this will just set a fire in the world, and that the Holy Spirit will be able to move and really turn things around. Brian, I appreciate your podcast. I love the iPod. Thank you, God, for the technology. Today is so crazy and busy, and this gives everyone a chance to hear God's word, and that is amazing. It is amazing. I'm a busy mom of two little miracles, and I don't have time to sit down hardly, and so it's just such a blessing to be able to hear God's word every day. It's thank you so much for your faithfulness, and happy holidays to all of you out there. God bless you, and just pray for renewal and a real move of God's Holy Spirit to rise up a people for him in this age, which is darkening by the day, so that we would just become on fire for him, and that more people would see him in us. Thank you for your faithfulness, Brian, and God bless all of you.
Mary didn't waste a minute. She got up and traveled to a town in Judah in the hill country, straight to Zechariah's house, and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb leaped. She was filled with the Holy Spirit and sang out exuberantly,
"You're so blessed among women, and the babe in your womb also blessed. And why am I so blessed that the mother of my Lord visits me? The moment the sound of your greeting entered my ears, the babe in my womb skipped like a lamb for sheer joy. Blessed woman, who believed what God said, believed every word would come true." And Mary said, "I'm bursting with good news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in waves after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now."
Hi to everybody in the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Donna Z, better known as So Spider on the forums. I'm from Talmadge, Ohio, and I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, prosperous new year. I'm looking forward to listening through the Bible with you all again next year in 2008. God bless the DAB.
This is Dave, Love,
Susie, and the Giraffe wishing you we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you, everybody. Goodbye.
Hi, Brian and Jill, and all of my family at the DAB, those I know and those that I don't know yet, but hope to get to know in the coming year. And I'm so thankful there's going to be a coming year, and that Brian is remaining faithful to the Daily Audio Bible and expanding the ministry here in the coming year. And I know I already said coming year, but I just like the sound of it. Anyway, this is Sally in Texas, Sally Anna or Sally Anna or Lady Anna on the forum, wishing everyone a safe and happy Christmas and New Year and an awesome 2008. Thanks a lot for all you do, Brian.
Hello, Brian and the Daily Audio Bible family. This is James or Jedi PJ on the forum. I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You guys have been a tremendous blessing to me this year. The support and the love I received from this ministry have definitely made an eternal impact on me, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the family. I love you all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Nancy from Calgary, Alberta. 2007 will always be remembered as the year I joined the family of the Daily Audio Bible. It has been an amazing blessing in my life. I would like to say Merry Christmas to the Daily Audio Bible community, and I pray that we all, as Brian encourages us to, finish strong and launch well into the new year. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months, and then went back to her own home. When Elizabeth was full term in her pregnancy, she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives, seeing that God had overwhelmed her with mercy, celebrated with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child and were calling him Zechariah after his father. But his mother intervened.
No, he is to be called John.
But they said, no one in your family is named that. They used sign language to ask Zechariah what he wanted him named. Asking for a tablet, Zechariah wrote, his name is to be John. That took everyone by surprise. Surprise followed surprise. Zechariah's mouth was now open, his tongue loose, and he was talking, praising God. A deep reverential fear settled over the neighborhood. And in all that Judean hill country, people talked about nothing else. Everyone who heard about it took it to heart, wondering, what will become of this child? Clearly, God has his hand in this.
This is Sherry from Somerville, South Carolina, wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Bye.
Hi, Merry Christmas to all the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Peggy from Minnesota, a.k.a. Sis Kids, just wishing everyone a very joyous, blessed Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a deeper walk with our Lord. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I guess we're all supposed to call in and leave our Christmas greetings for the Daily Audio Bible audio Christmas card. I suppose I should identify myself so everybody knows who I am from the board, but, well, golly, that would just take away from the holiday fun. Has to be some mystery still left in the holiday, so I'll just remain as anonymous as possible and just wish everyone a blessed Christmas, a 2008 that is filled with every blessing that God can provide, and I just pray for everyone that we're able to spend another year together celebrating God's Word. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, Brian. This is Asia calling from Munich, Germany, and I'm calling in to offer my DAB family my warm wishes, and that I pray that God is being a blessing in everyone's life. I can't thank you enough at what the DAB has done in my life and what I know it's doing in others. I pray for my family and for those who are far away from their loved ones this year. I hope that we all remember our soldiers and fallen comrades who have perished in this war. And I pray that soon our troops will be coming home and that loved ones can be reunited with their family. I thank the Heavenly Father so much for being a blessing in my life. As I've often commented, you know, being so far away from home and being a bit isolated from church, it helps to be able to download and listen to the Daily Audio Bible. And I have to comment on the last 7 weeks with Neil Anderson and yourself has been just amazing. I'm falling a little short of words here. It's not very often I get to speak in English, and when I do, I'm always searching for the correct words to say. But I found that the commencement that you did with Neil was just amazing. I listened to it while walking to and from work. Unfortunately, I did not get the book, the journal, in which I do believe now that would have helped tremendously. And you said something about keeping a journal, in which I'm also trying to do for myself, and also learning to be thankful for what I do have and not focus on what I don't have. And I just ask the Daily Audio Bible family to continue to pray for me and my family and my relationship with the Heavenly Father. And I also pray for those who are non-believers. I pray that they will come to know Christ as we do. And I just ask the Heavenly Father to keep me in His sight, to keep His arms around me, and to protect me from all the evil that's going on in the world, along with the naysayers who don't believe in the Heavenly Father. And I just want to thank you again, Brian, you, Jill, and your wonderful family. The passing of your dog affected me a lot. I pray that your family has healed, and
You know, I always say to myself, I try to remember that everything has a purpose and a meaning. Although we may not understand it, the Heavenly Father knows what He's doing, and we need to have faith and trust in that. I love you all. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, a wonderful Christmas, and a God-blessed New Year. Thank you. Again, it's Asia in Germany. Bye.
God rest ye merry, gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Because Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray, O tidings of comfort and joy, O tidings of comfort and joy. I pray the warmth of God's love and the gentleness of His peace be upon each one of you this holiday season. Enjoy this time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our King. I love each one of you in Christ. Carl from Sacramento, California, a.k.a. Sky Valor. Blessing.
Then Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He came and set His people free. He set the power of salvation in the center of our lives and in the very house of David, His servant, just as He promised long ago through the preaching of His holy prophets. Deliverance from our enemies and every hateful hand. Mercy to our fathers as He remembers to do what He said He'd do. What He swore to our father Abraham, a clean rescue from the enemy camp, so we can worship Him without a care in the world, made holy before Him as long as we live. And you, my child, prophet of the highest, will go ahead of the Master to prepare His ways. Present the offer of salvation to His people, the forgiveness of their sins. Through the heartfelt mercies of our God, God's sunrise will break in upon us, shining on those in the darkness, those sitting in the shadow of death, then showing us the way, one foot at a time, down the path of peace.
The child grew up healthy and spirited. He lived out in the desert until the day he made his prophetic debut in Israel.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Ethan Weber from Bellingham, Washington, wishing each and every one of you a Merry Christmas.
Hi, Brian and the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Patty sending you Christmas greetings all the way from Japan. Thank you so much, Brian, for putting up this podcast and for all the work that you so willingly put into it. And thank you, DAB family, for just being there whenever I left posts in the forum. And thank you for your prayers. And I just want to ask you to keep Japan in your prayers this Christmas. Most of the people here don't really celebrate Christmas. They have cake and some of them put up lights or have a tree up, but no one really knows why they do that. So, and there's still just kind of a stigma against Christianity, and some people really are opposed to it as kind of like a Western thing. But nonetheless, they still have a lot of the cultural stuff that comes with Christmas. And I think, I don't know, it's probably true for many industrialized countries out there. But anyway, so many people celebrate the secularized version of Christmas without ever really understanding the reason. So please pray that when we share the true meaning of Christmas, that just God would speak to their hearts, and just for opportunities to share about Christmas. So, yeah. All right, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Lanny Carlson. I'm bringing Christmas greetings to the Daily Audio Bible community from Esterville, Iowa. The first Sunday of December is really, on the liturgical calendar, the first day of a brand new year in the Christian year. So it's a time not only, as Brian has been saying, of finishing this year well, but also the time of new beginnings. Time to remember that the one who came and dwelt among us continues to come and dwells among us each day, and that his blessings are new every morning. So it's my prayer for this community that not only each day during this season, but each day of the coming year might be a time always, each day, of new beginnings as we receive and give God praise for the blessings that he gives us each day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. God be with all of you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Brian, and everyone in the Daily Audio Bible community. This is Ken from Hopkinton, Massachusetts, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy birthday to our Savior Jesus Christ. Here's my daughters, Anna, who's 3, and Kate, who's just about 2, singing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Merry Christmas.
This is Merry Christmas from Seth and Melissa in Cottesport, Pennsylvania. Just want to say happy holidays to everyone at the Daily Audio Bible, and I hope you have a great time. Bye.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinus was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant.
While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel.
There were shepherders camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said,
"Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger."
Hi, Brian, and all my brothers and sisters at the Daily Audio Bible. This is Patrick from Malta, and I'd like to send special greetings for Christmas and the New Year from Maria, my wife, and myself, and wish you all peace and love and joy, and just pray that we that you have a real Jesus-filled time, and really that you just radiate with the presence of God and touch those around you with his love. And I thank you, Brian, for just sharing the love of God so freely and encouraging, in doing that, you encourage others to do likewise. And it's really good. It's been a real blessing to me, and I'm sure to all the others listening. And I just feel like that love, that kind of love and community is contagious. I just pray, keep spreading it around and encouraging others to do likewise. And just have a really blessed time, everyone. Just thank you all for your prayers as well. And we're over here in Malta, a little rock in the Mediterranean. And we're praying for you too. Thanks. God bless.
Hello, Brian, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Elmer Slentz calling to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. If you see me on the chat rooms or hear me, I'll be known as ESLENTZ is the username. Calling for Donna and myself, I pray that you keep Donna in your prayers as well, with a severe arthritis in her right knee, using a walker in the house and a wheelchair outside at this point in time. We're working toward a goal of having her being able to use walk with a walker at least, if that, in the future, or walk without with a cane, hopefully. So, please keep her in your prayers. Again, her name is Donna, and I just want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and welcome any new people that are coming into the Daily Audio Bible family by way of Zoom or any other programs that might be coming online. So thank you, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you at some other time, Lord willing, and if the Lord tarries. Thank you. Good job, Brian and Jill. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye for now, DAB family.
Hi, my name is Matthew Kasuja. I'm calling from Dakar, West Africa, in Senegal. This is just to call in my season's greetings, and thank you very much to the Daily Audio Bible family. I've grown by leaps and bounds this year, listening in as I drove to work in the traffic and praying with you. Thank you so much, and may God use 2008 to be a year of great blessing and of increasing knowledge of Him. Impact in the world around us. Bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Debbie Hedbezor from Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm calling to wish all of y'all a very Merry Christmas. I love you all dearly. I thank God for you. I'm overcoming my phone phobia to do this because I am so grateful just to be a part of this wonderful Bible family. Praise God. Merry Christmas. Amen. I love you. Bye.
At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please Him.
As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed.
Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear deep within herself.
The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm Jody again from Jamaica, your lovely moderator, Matthew Empress from the forum. I just want to say to everybody out there, Merry Christmas. I was bad and waiting very, very late to get this done, but I love you guys so much, and it's very important to me to be able to be a part of this, because I listened to last year's one and I went because it was so moving that people all over the world were listening and were a part of it, and the DAB affected their lives. So I just want to say I love being a part of it. And for those of you who are going to be home for Christmas and not have family and friends, remember that my arms are the arms that hug you. And I lean my head on your shoulder because we're God's body and we're His family. And so I just am really, really, really happy to be a part of the DAB and a part of your lives. Even if we don't talk on the forum, but even if I don't call your host. So, again, live from Jamaica. It's totally sunny and warm and lovely here. Bye!
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today. Bringing joy that may last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. In a year our troubles will be out of sight. yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. In a year our troubles will be miles away. Precious friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. I know that in a year we all will be together, if the fates allow. Till then, we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Have ourselves a merry little Christmas now. Everybody knows.